Welcome to the Korea Herald podcast, and joining me today is Riley from the copy editing desk.
Hello, everybody. Happy to be here.
Okay, so it's my first time doing the podcast with you.
Yes.
I'm excited and nervous at the same time.
No need to be nervous.
Okay. How have you been?
I've been good. I have been working hard and trying to stay warm because, as I talk about on most podcasts, the weather, it's quite cold these days.
And it is really cold.
Trying to stay as warm as possible.
Nice. Okay, so I have two articles today. One is about the HTC chairman stepping down after two incidents at the builder's construction sites in Gwangju happened. And another article is about how South Korea denounced Japan's sovereignty claim over Dokdo. And so let's dive into the first article.
Okay. HTC chairman resigns over series of Gwangju accidents. Development company chairman Chung Mong-gyu stepped down Monday, apologizing for two fatal accidents at the builder's construction sites in Gwangju. The HTC chief said the legal period of safety guarantees on all HTC buildings would be extended from the current 10 years to 30 years to protect customers from losses in the value of their assets caused by safety issues. External professionals on construction safety will be invited to conduct safety checks on all HTC construction sites to cut off distrust and worries. Construction on the site has been halted. Chung said reconstruction from scratch was an option, but the rescue operation and investigation into the exact cause of the collapse would come first.
네, 첫 번째 기사를 요약해드리자면 정몽규 HTC 그룹 회장이 잇따른 광주 사고에 현대산업개발 회장직을 사퇴했다라는 기사 내용이고요. Development company chairman Chung Mong-gyu stepped down Monday, apologizing for two fatal accidents at the builder's construction sites in Gwangju. 정 몽규 현대산업개발 그룹 회장이 월요일에 광주 건설 현장에서 발생한 두 건의 붕괴 사고에 대해 사과하고 회장직에서 물러나기로 했다라고 해석할 수 있겠고요. Step down이라는 의미는 말 그대로 지위에서 물러나다라고 해석할 수 있겠고요. Fate 같은 경우에는 죽음을 초래하는이라고 이해할 수 있고, construction site는 공사 현장이라고 이해할 수 있겠습니다. So step down could also be translated as resign, maybe?
Yeah, so in the headline we use the word resign. Step down is just very much a synonym. And sometimes we talk on this show about how words are very like pictures. And so step down, we can quite literally see the chairman who's at the top of the
stepping
company.
Stepping down from his position.
Stepping down from his position, exactly.
And fatal also means deadly?
Yes, correct.
And maybe hazardous? Kind of?
Yeah, I mean, fatal is much stronger than hazardous. Fatal means that someone died.
And construction site is also synonymous with building site, perhaps?
Yeah, we could use building site as well, correct.
두 번째 문단으로 넘어가서는 The HTC chief said the legal period of safety guarantees on all HTC buildings would be extended from the current 10 years to 30 years to protect customers from losses in the value of their assets caused by safety issues. 네, 정 회장은 모든 현대산업개발 건물에 대한 안전품질 보증 기간을 10년에서 30년으로 늘리겠다고 약속을 했고 피해자들과 입주민들을 안전 문제로 인한 자산가치 손실로부터 보호하기 위해서 이를 약속했다라고 보실 수 있겠고요. 여기서 legal period는 보증 기간이라고 이해하실 수 있겠고요. 기사에서는 legal period of safety guarantees으로 나왔기 때문에 안전 보증 기간으로 이해하시면 될 것 같고요. extended 같은 경우에는 길어지다라는 의미로도 해석할 수 있겠고 assets은 자산으로도 이해할 수 있을 것 같습니다. Legal period is kind of new, right? Well, it was kind of new for me because I've never heard of a legal period before.
Mm-hmm.
So how could we kind of like translate that into?
Well, I mean, it's a common phrase when we're talking about a period of time that was agreed upon by a contract or by a law. So in this case, we commonly see it when we're talking about agreements or, contracts or things like that.
세 번째 문단으로 넘어가서는 External professionals on construction safety will be invited to conduct safety checks on all HTC construction sites to cut off distrust and worries. 전국 건설 현장에 대한 외부 기관의 안전 진단을 실시하고 안전과 품질 상태를 충분히 확인해 우려와 불신을 끊겠다라는 의미고요. 여기서 conduct는 뭐뭐를 실시하다, 지도하다라고 이해하실 수 있겠고 distrust는 불신감, worries는 걱정과 우려라고 해석할 수 있겠습니다. So distrust and worry are kind of same and different at the same time, right?
Yeah, they are quite similar. I think you could, in many ways, use them interchangeably, but distrust is distinctly about not believing in something. Worry is just general concern.
네, 네 번째 문단으로 넘어가겠습니다. Construction on the site has been halted. Chung said reconstruction from scratch was an option, but the rescue operation and investigation into the exact cause of the collapse would come first. 첫 번째 문장은 현재 건설이 중단됐다라고 해석하실 수 있겠고요. 그 이유는 제시곡은 선택사항이었다. 하지만 구조작업과 정확한 붕괴 원인을 찾아내는 것이 우선이다라고 해석할 수 있겠고요. 여기서 첫 문장에서 나온 halted는 멈추다, 중단되다라고 이해하실 수 있겠습니다. So halted is kind of like stopped.
Exactly. Something yep. Stopped. That's a perfect synonym for it.
And starting from scratch would be...
Starting from scratch is just going back to the beginning, starting from absolutely nothing or zero.
그럼 브롤리랑 다시 한번 읽고 오겠습니다.
HDC chairman resigns over series of Gwangju accidents. Development company chairman Chung Mong-gyu stepped down Monday, apologizing for two fatal accidents at the builder's construction sites in Gwangju. The HDC chief said the legal period of safety guarantees on all HDC buildings would be extended from the current 10 years to 30 years to protect customers from losses in the value of their assets caused by safety issues. External professionals on construction safety will be invited to conduct safety checks on all HDC construction sites to cut off distrust and worries. Construction on the site has been halted. Chung said reconstruction from scratch was an option, but the rescue operation and investigation into the exact cause of the collapse would come first.
네, 그럼 두 번째 기사로 넘어가겠습니다. Seoul rebuts Japanese Tokto claims. Broly, could you please?
Seoul on Monday strongly protested against Japanese Foreign Minister Yoshimasa Hayashi's remarks that renewed territorial claims over South Korea's easternmost islets of Tokto, demanding an immediate retraction. South Korea's reaction came after Hayashi reiterated Tokyo's stance that Dokdo, which is known as Takeshima in Japan, is a territory inherent to Japan in view of historical facts and international law in his speech outlining the government's foreign policy vision at the opening of a parliamentary session. The ministry also demanded Hayashi immediately retract his remarks.
네, 두 번째 기사를 요약해드리자면 외교부가 일본 외무상의 부당한 독도 주장에 항의를 했다라는 기사입니다. 첫 번째 문단을 보시면 Seoul on Monday strongly protested against Japanese Foreign Minister Yoshimasa Hayashi's remarks that renewed territorial claims over South Korea's easternmost islets of Tokto, demanding an immediate retraction. 여기서 외교부는 하야시 일본 외무상이 한국의 독도 섬에 대한 영유권 주장을 제기한 것에 항의하며 즉각 철회를 요구 했다라고 이해를 하시면 될 것 같고요. Protest는 항의하다라는 뜻이 있고요. 여기서 나오는 territorial claim은 영토 주장이고 islets는 작은 섬이라고 해석하실 수 있겠습니다. So protest also kind of means like complaint, right? You protest against something, or it could also be used as, you know, when you want to go on like strike, people come out to protest kind of ish.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, shili in Korean and yes. Protests are almost exactly the same. So we can just, yeah, if we're using the verb to protest, that's exactly what it is.
네, 그럼 브롤리 말처럼 이제 시위라는 뜻도 있지만 이 기사에서는 무언가에 반대하는 뜻으로 사용이 되고요. And territorial claim is... So territory is like land, mm-hmm. and claim is like you want to claim something.
Yes.
So when the two are coined together.
Yes, and this is also kind of a little bit of a legal term, because we have claim over this, you have claim over that, And they are talking about these renewed claims that they have the territory.
And can sovereignty rights be the same meaning?
Yeah, that's exactly. Maybe a little bit, we might not use that in the newspaper because it's a little bit of more difficult words, but that is correct.
And islets means like a small island. Mm-hmm. But is there a difference between island, the term island?
Or island and islets?
Yeah.
I think no. Essentially, they're all islands. Islets imply that it's small, and I think a little bit the implication is that it's so small that people can't really, you know, you can't really do much there. You can't live there for. I mean, you could, but most
maybe
people
not.
Aren't. Right.
So Jeju-do is an island. Not
it's an island, yes. Okay. But there are some small islands off of Jeju-do that you could maybe call islets. But I don't even think those are regular islands. The really small ones are islets.
And how could we translate retraction?
Retraction? A retraction is taking something back.
네, 그리고 두 번째 문단으로 넘어가면 South Korea's reaction came after Hayashi reiterated Tokyo's stance that Tokdo, which is known as Takeshima in Japan, is a territory inherent to Japan in view of historical facts and international law in a speech outlining the government's foreign policy vision at the opening of a parliamentary session. 네, 한국이 하야시가 정기 국회 외교 연설에서 독도 발언을 했을 때 이제 일본에서는 다케시마라는 명칭으로 사용이 되고 있죠. 영유권 주장을 반복하고 역사적, 지리적, 국제법으로 명백히 일본 고유 영토이다라고 발언한 후에 한국의 입장을 밝혔다라는 의미고요. 여기서 reiterate는 주장하다, 무엇을 주장하다, 몇 번 주장하다라는 뜻으로 이해를 하실 수 있겠고요. Stance는 입장, 태도로 이해하실 수 있겠고 inherent는 선천적인이라고 이해하시면 될 것 같습니다. So when we say something repeatedly, we usually use the word reiterated, right?
Yeah, so in this case, he's reiterating their stance. In the previous sentence, we talked about that they renewed the territorial claims. This is very similar, saying almost the same thing. It's reiterating, they're coming back and saying again, this is what we believe, this is our stance, this is where we're coming from.
Can echoed his stance be the same or her stance be the same as well?
Yes, echo is a very good synonym for reiterate, yes.
And stance could also be used as like someone's position?
Yeah, like I think so.
Thoughts maybe?
Yep.
And inherent is, like we usually use this word, for example, when we refer to a bird's ability to fly because that the bird has it, right?
So inherent it means it is natural too. So it is natural to us. So in this case, they are claiming that the territory is naturally belongs to Japan.
네, 그럼 마지막 문단으로 넘어가서 The ministry also demanded Hayashi immediately retract his remarks. 여기서는 또한 외교부는 하야시의 발언을 즉각 철회할 것을 요구했다라고 해석하실 수 있겠고요. Demand는 뭐뭐를 요구하다, 그리고 retract는 아까 앞서 나왔듯이 철회하다, 취소하다라고 이해하실 수 있겠습니다. So usually we say demand when you want to like be vocal about your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, Korea's
foreign
ministry.
I mean, and it's vocal about your thoughts, and the nuance is strongly that you are saying you must do this.
And what would be a synonym for retract?
As I said before, to take back, I think to take back maybe is the best.
네, 그럼 브롤리랑 다시 한번 읽고 오겠습니다.
Seoul on Monday strongly protested against Japanese Foreign Minister Yoshimasa Hayashi's remarks that renewed territorial claims over South Korea's easternmost islets of Dokdo, demanding an immediate retraction. South Korea's reaction came after Hayashi reiterated Tokyo's stance that Dokdo, which is known as Takeshima in Japan, is a territory inherent to Japan in view of historical facts international law in his speech outlining the government's foreign policy vision at the opening of a parliamentary session. The ministry also demanded Hayashi immediately retract his remarks.
Thank you for joining us today, and hopefully you guys are enjoying your January.
Yes, and thank you for, if you've made it this far, thank you for listening. We're happy to be with you one more week, and we'll see you next week.
네, 이번 주 코리아 헤럴드 팟캐스트 함께 해주셔서 너무 감사합니다. 따뜻한 1월 보내시길 바랍니다.
Thank you!